at this RN News. I'm Jason Walker. While the 2024 presidential election may remain a toss-up in many polls, one measure is giving a slight advantage to former President Donald Trump. George Williams has that story.
A recent poll by McLaughlin and Associates shows Mr. Trump leading Vice President Harris 49% to 47% in a head-to-head matchup among likely voters. The same poll also shows Ms. Harris leading Mr. Trump 43% to 36% among self-identified less likely voters, with 21% of that group still undecided. Among registered voters, the two candidates are tied at 47% apiece. Separately, the RealClearPolitics.com average shows Vice President Harris with a 1.8% lead over Mr. Trump, a statistical tie, a margin which has held flat since the Democratic National Convention last month. George Williams reporting.
Also at SRNnews.com, Serbia's deputy prime minister says he's held talks with Russian President Vladimir Putin.
Alexander Vulin vowed that his country will remain an ally of Moscow despite its proclaimed bid to join the European Union. Vulin told Putin that Serbia will never join Western sanctions imposed on Moscow over the war in Ukraine and that it'll never join NATO. The Balkan nation is formally seeking EU entry, but harbors very close relations with both Russia and China.
That is correspondent Jeremy House. Now, the U.S. sanctioned Vulin last July, accusing him of involvement in illegal arms shipments and drug trafficking. King Charles III has attended church in Scotland with prayers and reflection in remembrance of his mother, Queen Elizabeth II, this being the second anniversary of her death. Charles and his wife, Camilla, meanwhile, have been spending the bulk of the summer in the Scottish Highlands. This is SRN News. A new portrait of America's religious communities.
It comes from the Public Religion Research Institute, and it reveals that 66% of adults identify themselves as Christians, while 27% are atheists, agnostics, or followers of no particular religious faith. White evangelical Protestants and white mainland Protestants are evenly matched, each accounting for 13% of the religious population. White Catholics make up another 12%, and these three groups represent the largest individual blocks of believers. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
Tough times for Christians in Sudan. Two rebel groups that overthrew the government now fighting each other for control, and both of them are attacking Christians. More than 90% of the population in Sudan is Muslim. Christians have been the target of persecution for decades. International Christian Concern says 165 churches have closed recently. This is SRN News. New York Mayor Eric Adams facing more questions over his ability to govern after the Fed seized phones from a number of officials in his administration.
The Democrat, who is already facing an apparently separate criminal investigation linked to the Turkish government, has strenuously denied that the recent searches would impact his administration. But internally, some city leaders have raised concerns that the searches could pose a distraction. And the mayor's foes have seized on the news ahead of what's expected to be a competitive primary election.
Atlanta Falcons quarterback Kirk Cousins and head coach Raheem Morris wore Appalachian High School t-shirts during warm-ups before the NFL team's season opener today, honoring the victims of this week's fatal shooting in Winder City in Atlanta's suburbs. A 14-year-old has been charged. Before that game today, there was a moment of silence for the shooting victims. More details at srnnews.com.